This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in England tonight, and last week we brought you the news that World Rugby was banning trans women from international female games, and because on the basis of safety and the risk to other fellow players. And last week, Rugby England, a women's game in England, I've said that they will not ban trans women from competing in English matches. And they're saying that they will monitor testosterone level rather than have a blanket ban.
It is positive. It is good to see at least one country speaking up and saying, look, we'll be the trailblazers in this area for change. So that is good. But, we recently had the story of Caster Semenya that's been ongoing where, you know, I would say hurdles were deliberately put in front of an intersex person when they have absolutely no influence on their makeup in this case.
Yeah, so is it really the safety that's overriding, or is it like prejudice really?
Now, Paul, off to Ireland.
Yeah, so just over the sea from England, there's a town in County Cork. It's Fermoy, has decided to end its 14-year twinning arrangement with the Polish town of Nowe Deben. And that's because that town is one of the LGBTI declared free zones. So they've decided that it wasn't what the Irish Time wanted to stand for. They did say they had nothing against the people of the town, but they couldn't carry on where there was, they couldn't accept discrimination against any community, including the LGBTI one. So the twinning came out of World War II, where it was an idea of trying to twin towns together that were sort of on opposite sides during the war, as an idea of promoting friendship. But they've sort of developed now more into actual business relationships.
Do you think these sorts of decisions make a difference? I mean, they're very local. You know, there's lots of sister city arrangements everywhere. And do you think one town dropping their sister city is going to make a difference in this sort of argument?
I'm not sure it's going to make a difference, but I think it's making a point, at least to that other city, other town, that they don't agree with what's happening and they can't just stand by and let it happen.
So I'm sure if you're queer and you live in that small town in Ireland, I'm sure it's nice to hear that they are, you know, rejecting a city that's not standing up for you. You know.
Now, Shannon, you have our karma story of the week from the USA.
Yeah. So in the US, obviously, coming up is their 2020 elections, but it's not just Donald Trump and Joe Biden on the ballot. There's lots of local races, and one of them is in Ohio for a sheriff's race. And the deputy sheriff, Charmaine McGuffey, or the former deputy sheriff, was fired after she stood up against the homophobia and racism that was happening in the department. And she was then fired. So she ran against the sheriff in the Democratic primary and she won with an astounding 70% of the vote.
Wow.
And it does seem like she will win the overall race. I think the primary race was the one that was to win.
So is the primary one's the one where she gets chosen to stand for the Democrats?
As the Democrat, but it seems like it's a pretty... it's not too much of a close race in the actual general election. So she will be replacing possibly the man who has fired her for being gay and being a woman.
The times they are changing, even in America. My story tonight comes from Jamaica, where the LGBTI community there has come up with an unlikely backer, the Jamaican Observer, which is a really conservative newspaper there, has spoken out against the country's buggery laws, calling them backward and outdated. For many years, the Observer has not been friendly towards the LGBT community. It's been quite homophobic, in fact. But they've put out an article which says that while Jamaica has apparently put this matter on the back burner, the government has said they're going to do things, but they're not. The countries are gradually coming to terms with same-sex unions and are passing laws, and Jamaica's being left behind.
And they haven't been hacked and somebody wrote that.
Yeah, I just wondered, they got a new editor or something?
They're not bad ideas. You're starting to give me some ideas.
It's great news. Hopefully it becomes infectious in that area of the world. Who knows, we could see same-sex marriage on the island, which at one stage seemed like a distant dream. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.